1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. We're just getting a new read on the jobs market and possible clues on when the Federal Reserve will ease up on its battle against inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting non-farm payrolls increased by 22,000 in May. That's better than analysts were expecting. They thought it would be about 190,000. The unemployment rate went from 3.9% to 4%. Key, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed is really hyper-focused on wages because when wages slowly come down, consumers start to slow their spending, and that in turn can help bring down the inflation rate, which still remains ahead of the Fed's desired target.
Average hourly wages were up by 14 cents last month to $34.91 an hour after they increased 7% in April. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WIS Politics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is Donut Day. This food day is unique in that the origins stem from 1938 and the women who volunteered as donut dollies during World War I. At our recent Quilt of Valor ceremony, donut dolly Kit Sparrow Cotton received a quilt for her service. Bill Heck shared about the award that took place on May 25th.
These donut dollies were Red Cross volunteers that served a year in country, serving donuts and coffee and just, you know, being a girl from home that would say hello to you, you know what I mean?
You'll be able to fly nonstop to Orlando from the Central Wisconsin Airport again. CWA paused the Avelo flights briefly during the month of May. Their Wednesday and Saturday routes are back up and running now through Labor Day. Avelo offers very low, one-way nonstop summer flights between CWA and MCO. You can find out more by visiting fly-cwa.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do.
On a Friday, nonetheless.
And it's sunny, and it's beautiful day.
Let's find out more about that weather with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Isn't it gorgeous out?
It is. Mm-hmm. And the temperature is just about right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was liking it when I got out this morning.
Yeah, the only pain in the butt is going to be those winds. They're still going to be feisty again, resting up to about 25 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Still out of the northwest, so keeping our highs today to the low 70s. But like you guys said, I think that's pretty perfect. Low 70s, nice breeze, mostly sunny skies. And that's going to be all day long. We are going to see some clouds increasing tonight because chances of showers will be pushing in by early tomorrow morning.
I'm shocked.
For the right? We can't get a 48-hour break, can we?
No, we can't. Seems like it. I'm just trying to mow
You're
the lawn.
Me.
I just want to mow the lawn. Dang it.
It should be like no mow June with
yes,
all this rain.
Yes.
Goodness. So yes, unfortunately, some light rain moving in from about 6 a.m. tomorrow till noon, I'd say. We could get a decent amount, anywhere from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch, so a very wet, dreary morning. But the good news is that it clears on out by the afternoon. We'll see plenty of sunshine to end tomorrow. And, of course, nothing but sun on Sunday. So it'll be dry. You can get the lawn cut. You can have a bonfire because we are in no drought.
Ooh, even better. Nice. Ooh, that is a good forecast right there, Brittany. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a great weekend, Brittany. We'll talk again Monday.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there joins us every morning right in this time slot with our forecast. Thanks to Brittany Merlot joining us all week long. We have got thank you for joining us all week long, everybody. We got good things to talk about today. We're going to talk about National Donut Day a little bit, where you can score a free one. Got that coming up. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, of course, also on the way. And a little after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I will play a famous TV theme song. You get this one right, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
That's awesome. Hey, wait, did you bring free donuts and then you ate mine? Because I don't see one here.
What's we're talking about?
Rude.
Don't look at the sprinkles. Rude. Don't look at the sprinkles over here. Don't look at that. They're nothing. They were from another donut from many, many days ago. Uh-huh. I just don't clean around here. That's all. No. I wish I had some donuts this morning, actually. I've been talking donuts for the past 2 hours. I wish I had some. We're going to talk about work phone calls being back and how young people feel about that. We have a restaurant that went viral for banning everyone under 30. Figure that business model out a little bit later.
Well, I mean, I don't know. No, there must be a good reason for it.
A bunch of people out there just started to think about it. And even some that are 29, 28 started to think about it. We'll get into all of this in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we're not only going to have some entertainment news for you, we'll get into some other fun stories as well, but we have the statewide Civic Media Scoonies Summer Statewide Text to Win contest going on, where we're going to tell you not only about this contest, but give you that key word to text to us so that you can get in on this. Make sure that you have the Civic Media app downloaded, so that not only you can get in on this contest, but you can get us your requests on our music station over at WYRI, or over here you can call up and join the conversation, or maybe win some free Culver's with our star of the day. That's all coming up for you, everybody. But I want to kick things off talking a little United Way, Terry, especially this month is such a packed month for you guys.
Yeah, so we are continuing our diaper drive, which started on Mother's Day and goes through Father's Day. So we are currently collecting diapers, wipes, and Pacer creams. And these need to be new, unopened packages. But we are hearing it from different program providers in the community that this is a great need. So we are right in the middle of our diaper drive, or I should say we have, what do we have left? About a week and a half.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to drop those off to us at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have had a good turnout so far, but of course can always use more. So we appreciate any support for this event. And then next week we start our Great Book giveaway. So really great opportunity for families to come on out, bring your kiddos. The event is geared for, really toddlers all the way up to maybe, end of elementary school. We have a series of Reading in the Park events. We will be at several different locations next week.
Dates are all mixed up.
Next week. But it'll be twice a day. So we have two events each day. And then the following on the 18th, we are at the library in Vesper. So we encourage you to visit our website, uwswac.org. You can check out the times and locations. Designed to be about a 30-minute event. You come to the event. The kids are read to by some adults that maybe bring their favorite children's book, or they pick a book from our stock of books, and then the kids get to shop the books basically, and they get to fill a bag, take home books, and keep them. The idea is instilling a love of reading and hopefully preventing a little bit of summer slide, reminding parents how important it is to read with their kids during the summer. So that's a really great event. And then we also have next, just a little over a week is United We Can. And so that's coming up super fast. We have 9 teams, really looking forward to that are going to be building some sort of sculpture out of food. Yes. And it is competitive, although it's fun and they're all always really good. But we do have some judges, one questionable, two,
very questionable. No, very questionable.
So we have some different categories that the the sculptures are judged on, but really fun is Community Choice Awards. So anyone who comes to the Rafter game that night gets a ticket and they get to vote, which just kind of makes it, it just makes it fun and yes, a little bit more interactive. But this is an opportunity for us to leverage about 10,000 pounds of food that will then be distributed in the community. Really, the event is designed around hunger awareness and having just, you know, the average person understand, you know, the needs around hunger in our community. The bonus is the food, right? And then we also get an opportunity, you know, so if you have Rafter tickets or you've been thinking about going to a game, this would be a great game to come to. We do encourage people to bring a non-perishable food item, and you can get in a drawing. The Rafters do a neat giveaway basket. And so if you bring something, your name goes in the drawing. And then also you get to vote for your favorite sculpture, and we get an opportunity to have what we call Miracle Minute. So we get 60 seconds to just do a collection. And what we're looking for is people's like loose change, you know, a couple bucks out of your pocket, whatever. Throw it in the bucket. And typically that raises about another $1,000 that we can get into food programming. So it's a really, really fun event. We, you know, look forward to people being there, right? So that's the big thing that you can do if you're listening to support this is you know, just come to the game, right? Come enjoy a Rafter game. Partake in the fun and check out the sculptures and all of the really cool creative work that was done by these organizations that build the sculptures.
It's so difficult to choose. They make it so hard on us judges to be able to figure out which one do we give these the honors to and everything. But there are no losers on that day.
No, it's awesome.
Except for the team the Rafters play. everybody else is a winner on this day. Not only the people who obviously receiving the food, but the people giving it, because I can't tell you how great it feels. I've been on both sides of this. I've received food, I've given food. It feels so good to be able to give food. It really does. There's few things in the world that feel better than doing this. Now, even in the Miracle Minute there, where you're grabbing money and you put it in, you know that money's going towards food. So you can still feel that good from it. And you can feel good from knowing that you're going to be adding to the over 72,000 pounds that this program has been able to gather over the years. It's incredible, Terry. That number cannot be normalized. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep saying it as much as I can, because that's incredible.
Yeah. When you really think about it, you know, you'll see sculptures that we have two classifications, right? So you can do minor league, so under 500 items, and then major league over 500. But I mean, there's some sculptures that'll have 1,500, 2,000 cans. Yeah. Like it's kind of crazy and well thought out, because they stay standing. I mean, that's right. Like there's an engineering component to this.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's really great.
Find out more. Meet us at the ballpark, Witterfield, when we do this. It's going to be a really fun event. We're looking forward to, and we'll see you there. And bring some food. Bring some food with you. Bring some hard canned food for you with you and everything. And not donuts, though. That's not necessarily what we're looking for.
You can bring those here now.
You can bring those to us. Yeah, we'll take those off your hands. Yeah, we definitely will. It is National Donut Day, and I did want to touch on just a couple of quick things about the day. You can score a free one at Krispy Kreme. It's handing out free donuts, no questions asked. Just pop in and snag a free one. You don't have to buy anything. Just a well done by Krispy Kreme.
Right? You don't have to have the app. You don't have to whatever.
You scan a QR code or have to, you know, sign up for loyalty membership club or blah, 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 or any of this stuff. Like, that's the way these things should be done. Dunkin' has a deal too, but you have to buy coffee or some other beverage, purchase a drink, and you get one classic donut for free.
But you know what? I'd take it. If I drove through and got my coffee, I'll take the free donut.
Well, especially, you're already an awards and member and stuff like that.
And if you're getting coffee, really anyway.
Yeah. A lot of smaller chains like Duck Donuts and Chipley have deals as well. And the Salvation Army has free donuts in a lot of cities, too. They started National Donut Day in 1938 as a fundraising thing to honor their donut lasses, who handed them out to soldiers in World War I. A recent survey found only 4% of Americans don't like donuts and 1% hate them.
Come on.
They're just saying that. Just saying that. Our favorite types, they just haven't had a good one
yet.
Hate
it?
Yeah.
I mean...
Some
don't. Now, there is definitely disparity amongst donuts. Like, some are way better, better than others.
Absolutely.
Like, my number one donut is West Grand IGA chocolate frosted Long John with sprinkles.
It's so good.
That is my number one donut.
Their donuts over there are amazing. You know, because they're never there by 7.
And I can't, I can't. But if I go somewhere else and get a Long John chocolate frosted with sprinkles, it is not the same.
I'm a big fan of the over there. They've got a donut that's basically just Oreos on top of it. It's got like crushed up Oreos on the top. So it is a cookie donut, and it is amazing. It's so good.
You know what? I would not even like give that a second glance.
Oh, that's more for me. Yeah. Cinnamon twists. Big fan of cinnamon
twists.
Oh,
yeah. I like that too. Yeah, or even just any, like just a glazed.
Yes. Yes.
You know, but I like the Boston cream from Dunkin' too, though.
Those are good. Dunkin's got a Homer Simpson donut, basically. They don't call it this, but it's the typical donut you see with Homer where it's pink in the sprinkles.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't. I love
really?
It. I love it.
Oh, well, yeah. Do you so love good. It because of how it tastes?
A little bit of how it tastes. Yeah. And yes, a little bit of I'm thinking of the Simpsons as I'm eating it. Yes, a little bit of column A, a little column B on that one. I make no excuses for who I am. This is now we touched on this a little bit, and you might have even heard Melissa's news break getting to a little of it before, but I wanted, especially during this week, when we just got done celebrating, honoring Memorial Day. National Donut Day falls on the Friday, the first Friday in every June, for if those that did not know. And the history behind this, while it doesn't have anything to do with Homer Simpson, it is pretty darn cool. The origins of this, so World War One during the Salvation Army's involvement in World War One. During this time, a group of volunteers was dispatched to the front lines with the mission of providing comforting meals for our troops. They soon found out that donuts were an effective way to provide food while navigating the difficulties of cooking in very dire circumstances. These brave volunteers would later be known as donut lasses. They would even use war helmets as a utensil to fry up 7 donuts at a time.
Huh, that's interesting.
In 1938, this day was established by the Salvation Army to honor these amazing human beings and what they did, and not only what they did, but bringing this over to the States here and everything and making it one of our favorite things, our favorite treats.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so cool. I think that just love that story. I love when we have things like this in our society or inventions that happen where for everything we plan, and then there's these kind of things where they just happen. It's kind of unique, kind of cool. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club and do some celebrating on the morning show at WFHR.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there right now to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us, everybody. They got some great specials going on over there, a wonderful, very unique menu. Check out El Cafe and enjoy yourself over there today.
Sounds really good.
As I was saying it, it's like, oh, wow, that sounds really good. I was just looking at some of the specials
they have.
What is it
with us and food? I mean, did you eat breakfast before you came?
No.
Me either.
I am horrible at eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, I had a cup of coffee. I did have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, good.
And now I'm just drinking water, but I just, yeah.
This is the worst crux of this. Not only am I horrible at eating breakfast, but I love breakfast foods. Like, I'll eat breakfast for dinner all the time.
Me too. And I like it, but if you'd quit talking about it, I wouldn't be hungry.
Hey, we got to stop talking about it. You guys, let us live vicariously through you. Head on over to El Cafe right now and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and email us in any of those ways. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go ahead and hit us up that way at the WFHR or WIRI Facebook page. And, of course, call up 715-424-2600. If you are listening to us on the Civic Media app, not only are you a touch or two away, but you're in great position to win this Scoonie Summer Challenge that we've got going on. Be listening for that key word to text to us in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get into the celebrating. First, I need a 1 through 3, Terry.
1.
All right. And then we need a 1 or 2.
2.
All right. And a 1 through 3.
Wow. I guess 3. We'll go 1, 2, 3.
All right. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into these celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to an old friend of mine, Brian Heath.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Brian and his brother Steve, old friends of mine, practically brothers of mine. Wishing Brian a great day. He's a good guy. Good guy. Enjoy your day, Brian. Wishing a happy birthday to Brenda Henke.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Enjoy the day, Brenda. Wishing you a good one. And our qualifier today, Misty Firk.
Happy birthday, Misty.
Great name. Great name. Misty, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great one. And you're a qualifier for this Friday, June 7th. For June 8th, we have up on our list, Jonah Kronholm.
Happy birthday, Jonna. I think it's Jonna.
Jonna. It is Jonna.
Happy birthday, Jonna.
Jonna, happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers for Saturday, celebrating their 56th anniversary, John and Diane Hillstead.
Happy anniversary. 56.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Former educators in the Wisconsin Rapids Area Public Schools here. We thank them for that service, and we also wish them a great anniversary. Happy 56, you two. That
is
amazing.
Awesome.
Enjoy all weekend long. I say celebrate Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and celebrate it all weekend long. Who's going to argue
all
with
summer.
You? All summer. There you go. Yes, celebrate all summer. And if anybody asks why, just say, hey, Terry and James said you should. Yeah, yeah. And then on Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Senator Patrick Teston.
Happy birthday.
Senator joined us last Friday. He's got, I got Krug in this today. I had him last week. Great conversation, as always. When I talk about, especially these two in particular, Senator Teston, Representative Krug, they're the two, representatives that I've talked to the most on these shows. So I feel, not to say that I know them, but we've made eye contact. We've talked face to face, on air, off air. And what you see is what you get. And I don't know, you can ask for a whole lot more nowadays when it comes to a politician.
I was gonna say, that's a high bar, actually.
It really is. It is, to me, when I talk about these individuals, I look at them as human beings. I don't think about the, where they vote, who they're voting for, or any of these things. And as people, as politicians, we couldn't ask for much better as far as they handle themselves. Now, the policies, all that stuff, that's between you and your brain and the voting booth. I'm just talking about the individuals. And as individuals go, stand-up guy.
Yeah, they're good guys.
And really, really do appreciate.
For sure.
One of the things that Senator Teston and I have done back and forth in almost every conversation we have is we won't see eye to eye on something. And we'll go at each other. And then by the end of the conversation, we're laughing. I appreciate his not only transparency, but his... honestly, putting up with me, to be honest with you.
You think he's laughing.
I think he is. I respect that, and I hope to see more of it in our politicians. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to one of my oldest friends, Dawn Bay.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
I just ran into Dawn yesterday at lunch by the river. It was awesome. Images and Ink, where Dawn does her tattooing with Dan, her husband, just a couple blocks away from Veterans Memorial Park. 90% of the tattoos I have are from Dawn. She is one of the greatest artists I've ever known, not only as a drawer or anything, but as a creative in her head. You go to Dawn, you're like, I want a moon with a tree on it. And she can turn it into something amazing on my leg and everything. I have like a 2D idea, and she turns it into 3D.
So are you saying she thinks like you? That's a little scary.
Even better than that, Terry, it is very scary. Even better than that, she can really figure out getting in anybody's head. Like you tell her what you want, and she's able to draw something and figure something out.
That's cool.
It's such a different level of creativity that I have ever known. I really admire the work she does. She's also one of the better people you know and an amazing soul. Enjoy your day, Dawn. Hope it's a good one for you. And celebrating their 62nd anniversary, Myron and Ramona Lubeck.
Wow, happy anniversary.
62nd, wow. If John and Diane were feeling, good at 56 there, all of a sudden 62 comes
in. It's something to aspire to, right?
Exactly, yeah, for all of us. Yeah, that's a great one. Happy 62nd to Myron and Ramona, and you are our qualifiers for Sunday. Congratulations. We take a quick look at our celebrity list here, and let's see. It's not looking good, Terry. Michael Sierra is 36
today.
That's
not new.
Michael Sierra. No, we never seem to have a big list. Michael Sierra from Superbad, Juno, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, This is the End. But most of us know him as Michael Blue Jr. and on Arrested Development. That's where he got his start. Great actor. Anna Kournikova is 43. Let's see here. Bill Hader is 46, former Saturday Night Live, all-around amazing talent. One of the better impersonators in Saturday Night Live history. Going back to like Phil Hartman and Daryl Hammond and some of these great voices. He was also in Train. He's really also one of the better actors that has made a transition to not only TV but movies. His show Barry on HBO was very widely celebrated, and he's had a lot of good success in movies. Speaking of Superbad, he was one of the police officers with Seth Rogen and Superbad. Trainwreck he starred in, Night at the Museum, Inside Out, he's one of the voices on there. Just love his work. If I need to smile, I'll go back and look at old Bill Hader sketches on Saturday Night Live. And even if it's one I'm not a huge fan of, it makes me laugh. One of the greatest NBA players I've ever seen, Allen Iverson, is 49. Former all-star. Allen Iverson's got a handful of things that he's known for in the NBA. But I'd like to think that one of the biggest things is Allen Iverson, before Dwayne Wade and some other players, Allen Iverson's 6 foot, I think, and just hanging with giants in the paint. There's a guy for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns. He's 7 foot 1, something like that. He likes to stay out in the perimeter, like shoot threes. Minnesota just lost in the finals, in the conference finals, in part because this guy does not want to get in the paint. He is as big as all get out, but just doesn't want to go in there, doesn't want to bump elbows or any of this. Allen Iverson was born in the paint. He was born there. He made his career there. You knock him down, he just get right back up and give you a look. Like, I just cannot tell you the handles he had. Oh, just loved his game. From Georgetown to Philly, anywhere else he went. Great player. Carl Urban is 52. Dr. McCoy in Star Trek and Billy Butcher on The Boys. Carl Urban's one of my one of those favorite stories of mine in acting, where forever he was kind of the second, third kind of actor in a movie, and nobody would really give him a chance to be a lead actor. On this show, The Boys on Amazon, one of the more successful TV shows out there right now, he got that opportunity, and boy, has he nailed it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, he's nailed it so good. There's a lot of great actors on that show, but he is the heart of that show. Dave Navarro is 57, former Jane's Addiction and Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist. Mick Foley is 59. Happy birthday to the king of hardcore and best-selling author. Mick Foley, former WWE superstar and just all-around incredible talent. In the WWE, it's kind of hard to get a niche character and get that character to get over on the fans and everything. Mick Foley's done it with 5 different characters over the years. Not to mention has, I think, 3 best-selling books. Have a Nice Day, his autobiography, is one of the better books I've read in my life. It's just an incredible guy, really interesting guy, and got one of the better hearts you will ever hear of. He's a truly genuine, great guy. Liam Neeson is 72. Is a particular set of skills that Liam Neeson is 72 and still starring in action movies. We are not making new action stars. Poor Liam Neeson still has to go and do all these Taken movies and everything because we got nobody else to
do it. Nobody else can step up.
Great actor. While he is very well known nowadays, I think, for the Taken movies and even some other ones like in Batman Begins and stuff, his work in Schindler's List, enough said. Like his work in that, all you got to say, incredible work. Sir Tom Jones is 84 today. It's not unusual. Kiss, so many other songs from Tom Jones, famous over the years. And then some people no longer with us. And speaking of the song Kiss, which was written and performed originally by Prince, Prince would have also been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1958, passed away way too soon in 2016. Prince, you know, only had a couple of hits in his career. Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, I Would Die For You, 1999. Raspberry Beret, or Little Red Corvette. You get the idea. I can keep going. Multiple decades. One of the smartest people I've ever heard speak. Period. Like, I the way, you know, very quiet talking. Didn't talk very loud. But when you did hear him talk, I always enjoyed his conversations. I always enjoyed his interviews. There's a really good interview with him and Chris Rock from years back, from the late 90s, I want to say, that is really interesting. And Chris Rock, a great interviewer himself. Chris Rock does a really good job with his questions and everything. I actually wish he would go back to interviewing a little bit more because he was great on the Chris Rock show and stuff. Just get stuff out of Prince that not everybody could. Because it's Chris Rock. It's the way he approaches these conversations and everything. It's a really good one. Speaking of amazing legendary singers, Dean Martin, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 1995. A lot of big Sinatra fans out there, and I got nothing against that. My family played plenty of Sinatra. But man, did my nana love Dean Martin. I could sing every word in Italian of That's Amore to you, just from that lady alone. Ain't That a Kick in the Head? Everybody Loves Somebody. Dino, not a bad actor, too. Not a bad actor. Speaking of good actors, Jessica Tandy, born on this day in 1909, passed away in 1994. Driving Miss Daisy, of course, maybe her most famous role. She was so good in Cocoon. But I really like Batteries Not Included. Do you remember that one? That was a fun one.
I don't know that one.
It was a good one. It wasn't as big of a hit as those other ones or anything, but just one of the greatest actresses you'll ever see, Jessica Tandy. A quick look at our weekend celebrity birthdays here. We have, I'm not mentioning him. let's see. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 66 on Saturday, the godfather of the Wayans family, and In Living Color and so many other shows. Wrote, direct, and starred in a bunch of other movies, too, including the underrated 80s and 90s classic, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. That's such a good movie. Oh, it's so good. I love it. Let's see. And Nancy Sinatra is 84 tomorrow. Frank's daughter. Let's see. People who would have been celebrating birthdays tomorrow, the great Jerry Stiller. Our wonderful first lady, former first lady, Barbara Bush, and Joan Rivers.
Oh.
Some good ones. And then we take one more look at Sunday's birthdays. Natalie Portman's 43 on Sunday. That's great. That's awesome. And I'm sorry. Just one of the best actors you'll ever see, Natalie Portman. Johnny Depp is 61, one of the more versatile actors you'll ever see. Still working, too. Still out there. Michael J. Fox is 63, the bravest actor you may see. Absolutely. And I don't have to get too into everything about Michael J. Fox nowadays. I think most people know. But yeah, just an incredible human being. Dick Vitale is 85 on Sunday. I'm sorry. Dick Vitale is 85 on Sunday, baby. That's how you got to do it. You got to get to do it right and everything. And Donald Duck is 90 on Sunday.
90?
Yeah, 90 years old for Donald Duck. We might have to try to find an old impression that was done around here by Mr. Duck.
Yeah, you think?
Got to find that. And then some people no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. Jackie Wilson, legendary R&B singer, Lonely Teardrops. One of my favorite people ever, Jackie Mason, born on Sunday in 1928, passed away in 2021, any Jewish comedian you enjoy, you have to thank Jackie Mason. While a lot of talk is made of the color barrier being broken by entertainers and that, not a lot is talked about Jewish entertainers breaking that barrier, which was extremely difficult to do. Jackie Mason was so funny, they couldn't stop putting him out there. Audiences begged for him to be out there. And if it wasn't for a slip-up on live TV and everything and getting blackballed for a while there, Jackie Mason's career would be in legacy would be even bigger. He's one of the greats. Jackie Mason. He also used to do the voice of the Anteater on the Pink Panther. It was one of my favorite things as a little kid that I would hear. And it's the complete where this voice comes from. It's a bad impression of Jackie Mason. That's what it is. And he used to make my mother laugh, though. Oh, I can make my mother laugh. It's so good. And Les Paul, celebrating a birthday, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1915, passed away in 2009, responsible for electric guitar and so many other great things in his legacy, in his career, Les Paul. And, of course, Waukesha's own. One of yours, everybody. One of Wisconsinite right there, Les Paul. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. But we're not done celebrating. No, we're going to continue celebrating you when we come back with the Culver Star of the Day. We're going to make you a new star. We're going to do that when we come back. Celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. Everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today. Get on over there. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. State lawmakers say they're disappointed by the allegations against the former warden at the Waupun State Prison and eight former employees. They're all charged with felonies linked to two of four inmate deaths in the last year.
This starts at the top. You know, I guess I'm not totally surprised that Secretary Carr resigned. I think, I know in the Senate we had some serious concerns about his leadership.
Senator Howard Markline talking about recently retired Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As our homeless population continues to grow, people are looking for ways to make a difference in their community. Brittany Merlot has the story.
One family is stepping up to give them a comfy home. This family is looking to build 12 tiny homes. These would be furnished with all the basic essentials. Every person or family who stays in the tiny home will get a mentor and two volunteers. These people will be there to help them get back on their feet. Although nothing is set in stone just yet, the family says that they're looking at a plot of land to put all these tiny homes on and to make it into a friendly community.
Historic Point Boss Pioneer Festival is this weekend. You can step back in time and experience the sights, sounds, and flavors of a bygone era at this exciting festival. It's tomorrow from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We appreciate our friends over at Culver's. Visit them today. They are locally owned and operated at 2711 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get some Culver's in your life and maybe get some free Culver's in your life here, everybody.
That sounds amazing.
Every Friday, Terry and I, or whoever our guest is, I'm so used to you being here on Fridays.
Mostly I'm here on Fridays.
You are here quite a bit on Fridays. We have some fun here. What we do is play you a famous TV theme song. You call up and get the answer right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days. Boom, just like that. You win yourself a family pack of four from Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. I've got it right in my hand here. That is two adults' meals, two kids' meals. That's free Culver's.
Can you even believe that? A whole family pack.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And just for knowing a theme song from a TV show, that's all you got to
know. I mean, it could just be one value pack, and it'd be awesome.
Yeah. We appreciate our friends over at Culver's. Get some Culver's in your life, maybe some free stuff. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away if you're on the Civic Media app. Let Terry and I know what TV show this is from. Wow. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. Was a little surprise there for a second. It was taking a while. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to say MASH.
Yeah,
nice job.
Nicely done. Nicely done. And knew that one pretty quick, sir?
Yes,
I did.
As fast as he could dial, I think.
It's a famous one. It's one of the more famous ones out there. What's your first name?
Donald.
Donald, thank you so much. It's been a bit. We like hearing from you. Donald, where are you from again?
East side of Rapids.
That's right. Right here in Rapids. We appreciate that, Donald. Always like getting our Rapids winners on there. Were you a fan of MASH?
Oh, yeah. I still watch the reruns.
Yeah, me too. I was actually just watching an episode of my dad this past weekend and everything. It was an old one that we both just happened to fall upon and just got caught up in. And next thing we know, we're watching the whole episode. It was fun. It was. It's one of those shows that still holds up, still stands up really good. And I still don't think that there's been a more finer TV show really created. Like I don't know the subject matter, the acting, the writing on that show. Everything was at a 10. I don't know if you've come across a show that is that well-rounded since. It's that good of a show, I think. We appreciate you, Donald. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Hang on the line. We'll get some more information from you. But you are our newest star of the day. We wish you a good weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's one of the more classic theme songs you'll ever hear, too. It's moving. It takes you through. It's also the saddest name for a theme song of all time. Suicide is Painless. That's not the hears that and thinks, oh, that's a good song title for a TV show. But it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Maybe they heard it first.
I think that's how it might have went. But be listening every Friday for another opportunity to be our next star of the day, like Donald. Terry and I will be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR. And one more time, big shout out to Culver's. Go ahead and get some Culver's in your life. They are locally owned and operated at 2711 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Credit card debt weighing you down? Are you losing sleep at night worrying about how much you owe? Have you ever used one credit card to pay off another credit card, just prolonging the problem? You're not alone. Half of all Americans are dealing with troubling credit card debt. But there is an answer. Zero Debt USA has proven strategies to eliminate that troubling credit card interest and get you out of debt fast. They can often get your monthly payment down to less than half of what you're currently paying. Work with a company that can help. Visit ZeroDebtUSA.com. Again, ZeroDebtUSA.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Oh, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Chunk Gaming Madison. T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to 35, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear in the evening, scattered rain after midnight, 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James swinging in with you here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that disco ball that finally came down. Yep, got a disco ball. It's not too big, but it's a cool disco ball.
We should have one.
We should definitely have a disco ball in here. Absolutely, we should have a disco ball in here. We're getting one.
How did that happen?
It actually hang perfectly from that. That fan doesn't even work.
So how did we even come here without one?
I feel a little... Actually, you know what, Marcus? I mean, come on.
I mean,
thanks
dude.
For the nice new building, Marcus, over there at 106, you know, down in Adams and everything. We say a good morning to our friends over at Heart of Wisconsin Media. But we could have used a disco ball.
Yeah, because probably Bob has one down there.
I bet he does. Say good morning to our friends over there. Hope they're doing good at Heart of Wisconsin Media. We got to get into this one, Terry. Some businesses will do anything to be popular with 20-somethings. The most most coveted age range you can get is 18 to 27, 18 to 34. Somewhere around there is the most coveted area of advertisers. They want those eyeballs. They want that. What they used, at least it used to be this way, because you always looked at that as, well, that age range has income that they can spend on you know, silly stuff and everything. Doesn't happen as much anymore, but it's still the most coveted area that you want. So it's a little weird to think of a business doing the opposite of this. There's a new upscale Caribbean restaurant in Missouri called Bliss, and it has an interesting policy. They have set an age restriction which requires male guests to be at least 35 and women to be 30 during prime hours. They do card at the door, and people in their 20s will be kept out. The owner admits they've been getting a little backlash, but that's cool. They're sticking with it. And he says they are strict because young people have been trying to sneak by and post it on social media. The manager says Bliss is just something for older people. Have a happy hour, come get some good food, and not have to worry about some of the young folks who bring some of the drama. The owner adds, quote, "We want to ensure a mature, sophisticated, and safe dining environment for everyone." Then don't serve alcohol. I mean, come on. It doesn't matter the age range. You're going to be serving alcohol. I don't care what age you are. You're going to have some knuckleheadedness. I've seen it in the finest restaurants and everything. I think this is kind of funny. I haven't really been able to approach this with a serious tone yet.
It's a for-profit business. They can...
Yes.
They can do whatever they want.
That certainly has to be said right out front, that they are not breaking any laws. They're not doing anything. There's a big difference because I've seen some backlash online. Well, this is like when they wouldn't allow African Americans. No, stop.
It's not even close. No.
It is not even in the same ballpark, the same universe as
and
that.
And there's a billion other restaurants you can go to.
Yeah.
So get over it.
Yeah.
Right?
Whereas in those days, African Americans didn't have a billion other restaurants they could go to. Like, I mean,
whoever even said that?
That person should be taken off of social media permanently. Like, there should be a way to ban people just like from all social media.
Yeah.
Like, you're dumbing down the rest of society here. Stop it.
Yeah.
What I could say is that I understand, especially when you're in your 20s and you get really passionate about things and really turn things into something it's not. Sometimes I did it. I'll admit I did it.
I figured it had something to do with like phones. You know what I mean? Want that kind of, you know, because you think about that. Go to a restaurant. It doesn't have to be a fan. This sounds like this is a pretty upscale restaurant.
Yes, yeah.
But I mean, you go into a restaurant, you see people eating, and people are like sitting there on their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not enjoying the company of the people they're with.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's just people under 30, because probably all ages do it. But that's where I thought this was going to be headed, just that they just didn't want that sort of thing going on.
It seems like there might be a little bit of that. And they mentioned that they just don't want the drama and everything. Are you telling me that people above 30
isn't the right number. But I also think, I mean, if you're going to go there and you kind of know this is the expectation of what's going to happen while I'm there, or this is, you know, then you just... Maybe it's an artificial maturity line.
No bar does this outright, but bars do this all the time. Bars are constantly trying to get younger people into there. Constantly trying. Now, I mean of age, but again, this is the coveted market.
Yeah. So, like, if you don't just go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Grow up.
And actually, I think it's not a bad business model. Maybe not as strict as they are, but I mean, how else are you going to do it?
No, but can you see all these? We'll say kids for everybody under 30, right? Like, can you see all these kids getting turned away? And then they're all like peering in the...
Yeah.
Like, you've got like all these sets of eyeballs looking in the windows.
It looks so cool in there.
I know. It's kind of fun. I don't know. I kind of want to go there now just to see... how many people they turn away.
I would like, I want to see the bouncer. Yeah, I want to see the bouncer of a fancy bar. I've never seen, or a fancy restaurant. I've never seen that before. What kind of shape they're in. I think that if I was in my 20s and I lived in Missouri and around this area or anything, I don't think that I'd be protesting this place. I think I'd be trying to start my own thing. Something for the, hey, when you can't go there, come here. You know?
I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, okay, move on.
I do think that it's interesting and it's worth touching on. I don't think it's necessarily something that we need to get our hands in the dirt on or anything like that. It is what I think would be even funnier and better is I want a restaurant that's just for like 50 and older. Like, that's it. You're 50 and older. This is for, oh, wait, Denny's. What am I talking about? No.
Ew.
No. There's Country Kitchen.
I don't think there is Country Kitchen.
No, there isn't. I don't know. Well, I couldn't tell you. Perkins, places like
that.
You
know what would be
funny? I go there, too.
They could pick, like, a weekend to be open for under 30, and then they can only get, but they can only order chicken nuggets and fries or something like that.
Yes. Oh, that is a great idea. I love that.
Restricted menu.
Yes. We'll see how that goes. I'm curious to see how the business itself does, you know, too, because you are knocking out a big part of, the economy there.
You are, but if it's a high-end restaurant, how many people under 30 are spending hundreds of dollars on a dinner? Probably
not. Very true. Very good.
You know what
point.
I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. No. I think people should just move on. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's like, a great idea. Yeah. Well, I feel like you got everything in life for me, almost not everything in life comes back to me to choose your battles wisely. Yeah. There are hills worth dying on and there are ones you just walk over.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
People like to
get mad about stuff that you don't need to give that much energy to.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there looking for things to be offended by. Like, I don't understand that.
Amen.
I just wait. Things will happen. You don't have to go hunting them down.
But people do hunt it down. That's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Meetings over the phone are back in style because everyone's got Zoom fatigue and young people are not happy. The Wall Street Journal just did a big story on telephone-phobia, the fear of making or receiving phone calls. It's much more common in people under 30 who have never known a world without texting. Older workers tend to find phone calls more relaxing because no one's looking at you, but younger employees have the opposite take. One 26-year-old they talked to said that she has to listen to music to pump herself up before she gets on the phone because she's seeing people gives her anxiety. Because not seeing people gives her anxiety, sorry. Quote, if I can't see their facial expressions, I'm fearful that I might say the wrong thing or they'll take something the wrong way and I won't be able to tell. Some companies are even hiring consultants now to teach young people how to work calls. A woman named Mary Jane Copps calls herself the phone lady and charges $3,000 a day.
You know what? Good on her.
Oh,
if there are people dumb enough to hire her, because someone can't make a phone call? This is the 30 minutes of bashing under 30 out. By the way.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't mean for that.
I think it's awesome.
Because,
really? And I've had to have this conversation, so it's not where I'm like, no, don't send them another email. Pick up the phone and call them.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the business done, right? Like, pick up the phone, have a conversation. I also have Zoom fatigue, though.
Oh, I do, too. Mm. And I hear you on this. And I'm okay with either. Neither way really bother me. At Civic, we have meetings a couple times a week, and some of them are on the phone, some of them are on Zoom, and it doesn't really bother me either way. I will give some empathy to understanding that I don't understand. I grew up in a very different generation. I didn't grow up with this, and I didn't grow up with a phone in my hand, you know, at the age of 10 or something like that, and where 90% of the communicating I did before I was 18 was in text. I made maybe 3 phone calls in my life up until the age of 18 or something. I will have some empathy for that. And at the same time, if my business,
you're hired
is,
to do a job.
I mean, if you're doing the job, learn how to do the job. Like this happens every single day in every job you take over. Even if you've got experience, you still have to learn how to do this job at a new place. Learning to work the phones is one of those things you have to do. I'll also say I have known a lot of guys in my life that will not call and order pizza. They got their girl doing it. Like the guys just will not, they won't do this. I don't know what it is, but there are so many guys. And I think it's more lazy than it is just as far as
I don't think that's like a phone phobia thing. I think that's just, if I can have somebody else do it for me, I'll let that happen.
But just to the point of, you know, I mean, it's kind of.
Can you imagine like you hire someone to do like sales or customer service Oh, I can't make a phone call.
Yeah, you ain't keeping that job. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's no way you can keep that job.
Come on.
It's it is one of those things where, again, I could have some empathy for it. At the same time, we're not talking about something that is that difficult to get over. People have to overcome things every day. And if you have to overcome this, more power to you. You can do it.
Okay. That being said, this lady's a freaking genius.
Yeah. Yeah. I want this gig. I want this gig because some of the questions she gets surprised by are, how do I end a phone call? And things that too many of us seem to observe are no longer obvious. Just some interesting questions. She's getting at everything. I wonder if, like, how to dial out a rotary phone even comes
they
up
don't
for
even,
or not. No, they're not using that now. I find that very, very interesting. We'll see where that one develops. We've got a whole 9 o'clock hour still to hang out with you, everybody. And we're going to kick it off with the Civic Media Scoonies Summer Text to Win contest. Be listening for that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. Got that coming up, not only at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, but at 11 a.m., 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours. Be listening for that. We'll also have some entertainment news for you, what's new on your small screen, big screen, and a bunch going on your theater stages in our local areas here. I want to get to some of that stuff as well, and we'll get another update from the United Way before we wrap up. That'll be fun. Let me see. I had some other things I wanted to get into. Vanna White's tribute to Pat Sajak. I wanted to make sure to play that for everybody.
I think his last episode is today.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a survey coming up. Do you believe in true love? How you answer might depend on your relationship status. I would think so.
It might depend
so.
If you're under 30.
It might depend.
Let's just keep this theme going.
Oh, we're just going to keep that going. We're just going to keep that going. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. We'll also wrap up with some good stories of the day. All of that coming up for you, everybody. Looking forward to it. And I want to remind everyone, stop on by the studios here. Not only are we giving out Rafter tickets, and you'll have to come by to pick those up, but we've got Rafter schedules here you can get, and we have our Cranberry Blossom Festival 2024 schedules here, so you can come pick that up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have a
say hi to Pam.
Say hi to Pam. That's the only rule. You just got to say hi to Pam. You don't have to, but we appreciate you.
I mean, you should.
You're going to want to.
Unless you are fearful of phone calls, you probably don't want to greet someone either.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally.